ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, we have the parasha of few parashiot of Shemot, Vayechi, the parashiot of Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu. We learned something extraordinary. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he decided to give the Torah, he only gave the Torah till Am Israel were united. As the Torah said, Vayahan Am Neged Ha'ar. The Jewish people, they camp in front of Har Sinai. Belev Echad Ki Yesh Echad, as one person. Because if we see a little bit an origin, the origin, what happened the origin? Adam Rishon, he received an order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to eat from Etz Hadaat. He forbidden him to eat from the tree, from a certain tree, but you can eat from everything, but not from that tree, you cannot eat. So you see, and Adam Rishon, unfortunately, he did eat. You see, it's like he ignored the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he was battled in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can he ignore what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to do? What it is a king? A king that all the people next to the king, they are nothing. I mean, the king, he should be above everybody. This is the king. The king, he has the right to do whatever he wants. He's the king. He's the one that he ruled all the country. And no one can tell him something wrong. I mean, because the king, he has a certain kabod, he has a certain, a koach that no one can have. This is something that, like, you see, it's like when you see the jungle, you see the lion. The lion is the king of the jungle. All the animals are afraid of him. Even the big animals, they're afraid of him because he's the king. So you see, Adam HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and I think that was the main reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world. You see, before the creation of the world, it said, Na'ase Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, he used the word, we will do a man. So the Gemara said, from here we understand that a big man should always counsel a small man. This is humility, this is anava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did he have to counsel Malachim? I want to create. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. He needs the man. I mean, what do HaKadosh Baruch Hu need a world without the man? He needs the man. He needs the man. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he creates Olam to give it to somebody to rule it. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everything. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be the king of the world and remain with us. He's not, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot live with a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. Like we said in Rosh Hashanah, Ata barata, you Hashem, you created the man, you put the man to rule the world. I mean, this is it's like there is a king, there is a prime minister. And after the prime minister, there is all kind of ministers. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he canceled the Malachim. Can we do? He said, Na'ase Adam, we'll do. A lot of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the word, we. I mean, what do we? I mean, in plural. We will do. From here, the Gemara said, from here, we learn the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the creation of the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he teaches the word, if you want that the word will exist, should not be Gava. If there is Gava, it's finished. The word was created by Anava. Now, I understand something. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to have connection between all the Olamot and this world, like the Ten Sefirot, להביע עולמות, עוד עולמות, עוד עולמות. Why הקדוש ברוך הוא connect עוד עולמות with this world? Why הקדוש ברוך הוא did not create, I mean, Hashem he can if he want. You know, הקדוש ברוך הוא from far away, with no connection. He can, like an animal. An animal. He lives because Hashem told the animal, you live. You see, הקדוש ברוך הוא said the animal, you live. So the animal live. The only person that is connected direct with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the man. Not all men. Only those who has Neshama. And only those who has Neshama, they are the Jews. Amisai has Neshama. The rest of the world, they have no Neshama, but they live. They have Ruach Chaim. They live from the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a condition when he created the world, that on Shabbat, because there is a question, does Hashem work on Shabbat or not? Hashem said that we should rest on Shabbat because Hashem rested after 6 days. It did not work. The question is, does Hashem rest as well as Shabbat? So we will see, yes. The question is, well, but there is rain, there is Geshem on Shabbat, who mentioned the word? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbat doesn't rest. So the answer is, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does rest. So how there is rain? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the word, he said to the rain, you have to go according to the Teva, according to the nature. The word needs you, so you have to feel anytime the word needs you, even on Shabbat, even in Yom Kippur. So this is so you see, our question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need it? That there is this connection direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Or Ein Sof to the man. Why? Because I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a direct connection with the man, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to this, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always remains the teacher. By being connected all the time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is always something you can learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at, Tiferet. There is a lot of things that the animals don't have. Understand? And because the man, he is illimited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara said about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara said that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was Hillel HaZaken, he had I think he had 60 Talmidim or 80 Talmidim. The big Talmid is Yonatan ben Uzziel. He was a big tzaddik. This is the big student that he has. And Yonatan ben Uzziel was very holy. When he studied Torah, nothing could fly his head. If anything fly his head, any bird who fly his over his head get burned. That was his biggest Talmid. And the smallest Talmid was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara said about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, if you take the whole water in the world, you make it ink, and you take the whole world in the world, you make it out of it a pen, and you take all kind of papers that there is in the world, and you will start to write his Chokhmah, you will write only like one drop from water. That means his Chokhmah was illimited. How can a man can have a illimited Chokhmah? Only through connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that all what you get, all what you have, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you be a Baal Gaava? How can you be a Baal Gaava? How can you be a small snob? How can you be arrogant? How? All what you have, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even wealth, even money. You cannot, even money. Look what happened, unfortunately, lately with the crash in America, crash all over the world. People, they want to sleep with billions. They woke up with zero, with nothing. And like somebody is telling, he came to see me two days ago. And he said he came to tell me that his wife, she did not woke up. She had nothing. 50-year-old woman. She had nothing. She went to sleep. She did not wake up. I mean, life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from... So why this arrogance? Why? Now, you understand, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants... HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, if I give you everything, that means you will compare yourself to me. So I have to give you everything except something. So at least, but that means that Moshe Rabbeinu was unlimited. It could be anything. It could be anything, Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine who is Moshe Rabbeinu? It could be a creator, Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew that all what he had was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish Moshe Anav, Bikol Adam. Now we understand, this is the beginning. Now we understand, the beginning of the creation of the world, it was very important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach the world the humility. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to cancel the Malachim when he created the world. Now we understand, when a man wants to drink a water, when a man wants to drink coffee, a man wants to eat food, a man wake up. A man want to do anything, he should do a bracha. Why? Because every second, whatever he does, he should remember that what he's doing, is not, it doesn't belong to him. It is a balabait. Bitul. Bitul. I'm not existing. Even that I'm here, I'm not here. Now, with a man die, we bury him. Why we have to bury him? Why we have to bury him? Because to remind to the people something. To remind the people there was something, there is nothing. So always remain you are nothing. That man he was, where is he now? He's nowhere. He's under the ground. So up the ground, down the ground. Up the ground, down the ground. That means a man should learn always when he's up the ground, one day he'll be down the ground. So when he feel this, so always he will feel anav. Always he will feel that he is nothing. Now we understand the first teaching from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he created the world is to consult. A big man should always consult a small man. Why? Because otherwise, so he will teach always himself humility. To teach himself he is nothing. So that was now we had a problem with Yosef. He had a dream. Yosef had a dream. So what a big deal. Because he had a dream. So his brothers, they wanted to kill him. His brothers, they wanted to kill him. They sold him as a slave. He had a dream. So he was a king. Well, a lot of people. So if we have to condemn everybody that he had a dream that they were king. So what? It's like a slave. It's like a Eved. Who a worker who had a dream that he was a boss of Arabite, and he said to his Arabite, you know, the dream, I bought a big company. So he had to throw him away. So he had a dream. Chalom tov, chalom shalom. So what a big deal. The answer is, the Shvatim, even Yehuda, he was symbolic. He was the king Yehuda. But Yehuda he was acting, he was behaving as everybody. I mean, the Shvatim, they said to Yosef, if you dream that you were king, that means that you've been thinking during the day that you are a king. So that means you are Baal Gava. So Baal Gava cannot be with us. Look at this. You will listen to something that you will never heard in your life. We said, Shiftiyah Eidot Yisrael. The Melech said that the Shvatim, Shiftiyah. They are the Shvatim of Hashem, Yudke. Eidut Israel. The Shvatim are the samples for the Jews. They are, it's like, if we, why the Shvatim are the Eidut, are a témoignage, are a witness for the Jews? which were very big anavim. They were the strongest people in the world. They were the biggest hachamim in the world. They were, you cannot compare the Shvatim to nobody. And they were anavim. They were very, very humble. Very humble. They were all ro'etzon. They were very, very humble. They compared themselves as nothing. Like Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Abraham, they called him the king. And Abraham compared himself as a normal man. Yitzhak, Yaakov. Yaakov was the biggest. Yaakov, his name is Israel. Israel is the highest name. Israel is the best name. But his name is Yaakov. Yaakov from the Ekev, nothing. I'm nothing. That was Yaakov Avinu. The Shvatim, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu witnessed on the Shvatim that they were tzaddikim. Yudke. Yudke is Gematria Gaava. Yudke. Yudke is 15. Gaava. Gaava is Gematria 15. That means that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Gaava. He is the creator. But you, who are you? You are nothing. You are not a creator. Yeah, just a human being. One day you are up the ground, tomorrow you are down the ground. So who are you? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hay Olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he lives forever. Who are you? Nothing. If you plan a lot of plans, who can promise you that your plan will come true? No, I can. The Shvatim Shiftiya. The Shvatim is supposed to be Anab. Yeah, is Gava, and the Shvatim. All with all the titles that they could have, they were very, very humble, very humble. They could always give the gava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiftiya, they were the gava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were the proud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a king who said, my prime minister is my proud. I'm proud of him. I love him. I mean, he's the prime minister, he's better than me, or he's like me, he's a prime minister, he's after me, and look how he's humble, look how he behaved next to me. So the Shvatim, they were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was proud, Shiftiya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was proud, the Shvatim, they were the Gava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now you understand, the Shvatim, when they saw Yosef having this kind of dreams, they said, it's impossible, you cannot be among us. I mean, the Gava we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the king. And you dream that you are the king. And you dream that your father and mother, they will, they're mishtahavim to you. How? They bend to you? How you can have this kind of dream? You see, this is all the Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah, it was very important for Hashem that the Torah should give to the Bnei Yisrael only if they have this midah. Humility, humble, anava. Now we understand the pasuk of this week. The pasuk of this week is fabulous. Look, Yosef HaTzadik. With all what he was, Yosef HaTzadik. Beladai, when now he reached the top level, and now he was in front of Paro, he was wearing nice clothes. He just came out from prison, and Paro told him, I had a dream, and they told me that you give good answers for the dream, and I believe you are a very clever man. So I have a. He said, "No, I'm nothing. Biladai Hashem. Hashem is Hashem. He's the Baal HaBayit. I'm not the Baal HaBayit." Look, Yosef. At that moment, that Yosef now he see that now he reached the highest level in his life. Now he's in front of the king. Now he's going to be maybe the king. Now he's going to be maybe the advisor. Because no hacham, no one in Egypt, he give an answer to explanation to the dreams that Paro had. And now he knows that he can answer. Instead of taking advantage of that moment, what he said to Paro, I'm nothing, Biladai. He's only a God's world. I'm nothing. You know, at that moment, Paro could tell him, if you're nothing, get out from here. Get out from here. What? He could scream. Why did bring me somebody who said he's nothing? He doesn't. What do I want from somebody that he said he's nothing? Because Paro, who's Baal Gaava. He was a big Baal Gaava. He was very proud of himself. All people that they surround him, they were like him. So Pao, what does he want from somebody that is, he said that he's nothing? I mean, how can, if he's nothing, what does he do? What does he do next to me? He's a slave. So let's take him back to for where he belongs, to the jail. What does he do here? That was Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef appears to his brothers, please listen to this. He told them, Ani Yosef. He said, I am Yosef. And he told them, Gishu Elai, approach to me. What does that mean, approach to me? Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, approach to me. What does that mean? Ay, 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 ay. You know from that pasuk, I love this pasuk. I love Yosef. You know why? Because now everybody, now Yosef HaTzadik, when he told him, Ani Yosef, that means, you see, I am the king. All the dreams that I had, it was not a Gaava dream. It was the dreams that Hashem wanted me to be a king. Gishu Elai, approach to me. You are like me. I mean, Gishu Elai, approach. I mean, usually a king, always there is a separation between the king and the people. And he said, he told him, Gishu Elai, approach, I'm nothing. Even that I am a king, only because Hashem, I am just a kili. Only Hashem, you wanted to be the king, but I am, in my heart, I'm not the king. I am only Yosef. Okay, what is the difference between what it is a king? Who made the king a king? The king is a man. He looks like everybody. But what is making him a king is the crown, is the malbush, is the clothes that he wear, the kise, the throne, and his people. But himself, he's only a man. He eats like everybody. He wash like everybody. He smell like everybody. He has and he will die like everybody. Inside, he's only a man, but in exterior, he's the king. So that's what Yosef said to his brother. He told him, I am Yosef. I'm not the king. Yes, I am the king. This is the exterior. But inside me, I'm nothing. So Gishu Elai, don't think because I had a dream that I was a king, because I want to be Baal Gaava, I want to be above all of you. No. No, it was because this is the Olam, this is the life. The world needs each country need to have a king. But as a matter of fact, I am only me. The Torah said, "Velo yarom lebavo." The Torah said, "Sum tasim alecha melech." When the Jews, Hashem said to the Jews, when you go to Israel, you should have a king. But velo yarom lebavo, should not be a Baal Gaava. Not because he's the king, he will feel himself a king. He's only a human being. He's nothing. It's very important. You see, David HaMelech, when he became a king, he made matveot, he made coins, and he put there two pictures. And one side, he put there Keter. Keter is a crown. Symbol of the kingdom, and the other side of the coin, he put there a face of a roi, un berger, a shepherd, to remember always that he was a shepherd before he became a king, so he would not be Baal Gaava. That was David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. Incredible. So you see, the parasha, you see, that was very important. That's why we say that the tzaddikim are merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, David are merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they were the most important men in the world. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and David. And always they were under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make avatar. Even if they were what they were, they consider, they compare themselves as nothing. as nothing. That was, the Gemara said about the Torah, excuse me, the Torah said Parashat Shemot, about Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayetze Elehav. Vayetze Elehav. Moshe, he came, he went out, he went from to see his brother. I was asking a question this morning, why the Torah don't say, Vayetze Moshe Le'ot Et Ehav? Moshe, he went out to see his brother. What does that mean? Vayetze Elehav, he went to his brothers. What does that mean? He went to his brother. What the Torah don't say? He went to see his brothers. And why the Torah said, Ehav, his brothers? What the Torah don't say? Vayetze Le'ot Et Bnei Israel. He went to see the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a prince. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was living in a beautiful chateau, a big palace, a paro palace. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Alva Shalom, when he went from his palace, from his chateau, he went to his brothers. He compared himself as them. He didn't compare himself as what he is with his clothes, as a prince. He compared himself as them. And he did not went to observe them, to see them. He went to be among them. He was not a spectator to see what's going on. No. He went to be with them, to compare them, himself as them. And he started to work with them. That was just Moshe Rabbeinu Alva Shalom. Now we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe Rabbeinu to give the Torah to his hand, to give to the Bnei Israel. I was thinking something incredible. The Torah said, Ve'ish Moshe Anav. Did you see the word Anav? How do you write Anav? Anav is Ayin, Nun, Yud, Vav. This is Anav. How the Torah wrote Anav? Ayin, Nun, Vav. There is no Yud. He did not write the Yud. And Hashem said to Moshe, write the Yud. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. He didn't want to write about himself, this is Anav. How can, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who wrote the Torah. How can he write, how can he write about himself? It's like I tell you, hey sir, write a letter to yourself. Write, dear, my biggest friend, Tzaddik, da da da. I mean, how can he, how, I don't know if there is a story about a big, big Tzaddik, Alav HaShalom. I think it's the Hatam, the Chacham Tzvi. One day, Chacham Tzvi, he received a letter. It said there, Lichvod, Harav, Gaon, Tzaddik, da 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 da, all the titles. So he was sitting with his Talmidim. He told him, you know, I received a letter from a big rabbi. Ah, I would like to read you the letter. And he took the letter and he started to read Lichvod, Harav, Gaon, Tzaddik, and he mentioned his name. So the Talmidim, they started to watch each other. How can he give himself such a kavod? So they asked him, they told him, Kvod Harav, I mean, we know what you are, but why you had to tell about yourself all those titles? He told them, when I received this letter this morning, and when I saw the titles, I knew that I don't deserve those titles. So I had to tell you those titles. So I have to work hard one day to deserve those titles. I want that one day, because I feel a little gava this morning when I read those titles. So I want to be mechayev it. I want to force myself to be, to deserve those titles. So now that I told you what they treat me, so I will do all my best to deserve those titles. That was the Chacham Tzvi. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he never felt that he deserved those titles. ויקרא השם משה, ולשם יקוד צוב משה from the Mishkan, יראות the א', הסמול א', and ויקרא. He didn't deserve that השם should call him. It's to who I am, that השם יקול me. Who I am. Why השם doesn't call the Jews? Why השם doesn't speak to everybody? Why he speak only to me? Why I have to deserve to listen the voice of השם? Why not everybody? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why השם chose Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why הקדוש ברוך הוא chose Moshe Rabbeinu. Because ויצא משה אל אחיו. Moshe, he went to see his brothers. Not to see, he went to his brothers to be like them. He went to his brothers to be among them. To mix himself with them. But he's a prince. He doesn't care, I'm nothing. You know what the Gemara said? The Gemara said, when Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he wrote, ענב without יוד, הקדוש ברוך הוא יקוד תהי, but now there is a question, the Sefer Torah is pasul. Because you need to put the יוד, and the יוד is a letter. I'm going to give you an answer that you never heard in your life. Never heard in your life. But the Sefer Torah is not pasul. The Torah, the Sefer Torah is not pasul. Why is it not pasul? You know why? Because this Sefer Torah, there is a pasuk. It said, Zichru Sefer Torah at Moshe Rabbi. Remember the Sefer Torah, the book of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said, because you are anav, so all the Sefer Torah is belong to you. You are the sofer. You are the writer. You are the Baal HaBayit of the Sefer Torah. So if you are the Baal HaBayit, if you did not write the Yud, you're the Baal HaBayit. You love the answer? This is my answer. Hashem, he said, Zichru Sefer Torah at Moshe Avdi. Remember the book of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which book? The Torah. But the Torah, it doesn't belong to Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, because you are anav, because you are nothing, because you compare yourself to nothing, I call you anav, and you don't want to write anav. I always, you are humiliated, always you might say, always you compare yourself as nothing. So this is the Torah. You are the Sefer, you are the Baal HaBayit. It's your Torah. Now we understand. Please listen to this. Now we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not angry when Moshe Rabbeinu took the 10 luchot, the 2 luchot habrit, and when he break them down, when he break them, why Hashem was not annoyed against him? Why? Why he didn't punish him? Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I agree with what you did. Yashar koach, shkoyach what you did. Shkoyach, he told him. Yiddish. Shkoyach, yashar koach. What you did that you break them. Why? Why? Why Hashem didn't punish them? Can you imagine? It took him 40 days to write to receive the Torah. And Hashem wrote the Luchot HaBrit with his own hand. He gave them to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the egg, he took the Luchot HaBrit and he break them. How he doesn't deserve to be punished? You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem said, I prefer that Hashem will punish me. I will break them and get punished, and will not punish the Jews. Because if I don't break them, he will punish the Jews. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu was. According to that, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he has a neshama. What do we say? Moshe Shakul Keneged Kol Israel. If you take the whole Jews in one hand, in one balance, and you take Moshe in the other balance, Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the weight of the whole Jews. That means the whole neshamot of the Jews, they are on Moshe Rabbeinu. How? You know how? Through the Torah. Who is the teacher? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who teaches the Bnei Israel Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. So, who is the Baal HaBayit of the whole Jews? Moshe Rabbeinu. If it was not Moshe Rabbeinu, there'd be no Torah. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he is everything. Without it, there is no Bnei Israel. Without it, there is no Torah. If there is no Torah, there is no Tachlis, there is no Bnei Israel. There is no world. So that means the whole world is Moshe Rabbeinu. That means till Mashiach come forever, the zikhut of Moshe Rabbeinu to remain. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilat Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu, now listen to this. According to the Kabbalah, we say there is the same amount of neshamot that you have. You have the same word of the Torah. Now there is a question. If this yud is missing, we have a problem. What the problem? There is a neshama missing. You understand me? Because we say the same word of the Torah, it's the same letter of the Torah, you have the neshamot. So there is a question. Now, if I can show you to Moshe Rabbeinu, write Anav with Yud, and Moshe did not write that Yud, that means there is a missing neshama. But because Moshe Rabbeinu, he is Shakul Kineged Kol Israel, he is the same balance of the Jews, so the Sefer Torah is kosher. Because even that the Yud is not there, but because Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the same balance, the same weight of all the Bnei Israel, so the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's among all the Bnei Israel. The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, all Bnei Israel share the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And listen to the big chiddush. I did not finish yet. Yud is the 10 sefirot. That Yud, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he wanted to attach, through the anava, Moshe Rabbeinu is a teacher, he wanted to teach you. When a man is humble, when a man is anav, so the whole 10 sefirot, he has the whole connection with HaKadosh Baruch. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch is the Baal Gava. Adonai Malach Geot Lavesh. We send the Tehillim. Hashem, he is the biggest Baal Gava. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch is the Baal Abayit. When you made Hashem as a Baal Abayit, so you are nothing. So when you make Hashem Baal Abayit, so you are connected. When you feel yourself batel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you feel yourself batel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Abayit. Well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Abayit, that means he is your boss. So because he is your boss, you are connected to him. So that means a man with anav is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is connected to the all 10 spheres. So you don't need the yud. Because you are connected to you are mitbattel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A man who is anav, a man who is humble, is mitbattel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is direct connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not write the yud, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. That means when you are anav, when you are humble, you are connected to the yud. The yud is on you. You become the yud. Even that the yud, there is no yud in anav, but you yourself, you become the yud. What it is the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Abraham? Brit Mila. Brit Mila. Where is the Brit Mila? The Brit Mila is the biggest mitzvah, the first mitzvah. Brit is alliance. What is this alliance? Connection. And what it is a Brit? It's just something very small. According to the Kabbalah, when you take the Orla, because a man, like Ben Ishai said, a man before the Brit Mila, he's like a shed. He's like a devil. He's like a shed. But when you do the Brit Mila, there is a yud coming out. So the yud, so instead of being shed, there is a yud and shed, Shaddai. The name of Hashem, it comes to the man. So the man become not understand. And the yud is like, it's very small. That means the yud, when you do the Brit Mila, you show yourself that you are nichna from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are battle. You know what is battle? Huh? Nothing. Battle. Yeah, they feel that you are nothing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we understand this and I would like just to finish with one thing. Just with this is the best. It's worth for you that you came today to listen to this. What it is, the difference between Amalek, the Torah said, Mahutim Hezekhe Amalek. Because Amalek is the symbol of the Gaava. He came to fight Hashem. While everybody was afraid of Hashem, while everybody listened what Hashem did, Amalek came to fight Hashem. That's what Hashem said. My throne will not be perfect until Amalek will be destroyed, will be wiped out from the book. That he will not exist. Like Korah. Korah, he disappeared. There is nothing. Because Korah, he was Baal Gaava. He did, he showed a lot of arrogance. In front of, he wanted to be the king. Arrogance. Only Hashem would choose who can be a king. And because he was arrogant, he disappeared from earth. So Hashem said to the Israel, through Limud HaTorah, you have to wipe out, Amalek. Amalek is the symbol of the arrogance. Gaava. Gaava. Look. The Torah said, Zichru Sefer Torat Moshe Avi. When the Torah talked about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah said, don't forget the book that wrote Moshe Rabbeinu. On one hand, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, that is the biggest anav in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu, Bichlal, he did not search for kavod. He wanted just to be forgotten. He said to Hashem, please Hashem, if you kill the Jews, mahinina misefrecha, wipe me out from the book. I mean, look, one hand, Amalek is the biggest Baal Gaava. Hashem said about him, because he's a Baal Gaava, wipe him out from earth. Moshe Rabbeinu, what he said, if you kill the Jews, wipe me from your book. Don't put my name in your book. Look, the Anava, and because Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, he did not search for kavod, for glory, for names. Hashem said, where the Torah, it will be on your name. Not only the Torah it will be on your name, the Torah will remain on your name for life. Torah tziva lanu Moshe v'rasha kilat Yaakov. So what do we learn from all what I told you today? This parasha of Shemot, you see Parao. He said to Moshe, Mi Hashem Hashem Yishma Avichu, who is Hashem? Who is Hashem? On one hand, you see Moshe Rabbeinu, how much he was anav, v'yitzi Moshe elehav. He compared himself as them, even that he was a prince, even that he was a... He did not went as a spectator, he went just as a simple man. Look about his midah, his quality. Gava. Gava. And the Gemara said that Hashem, he said, En ani bihu yuchim lagur b'makom echad. When there is a Baal Gava, when there is a man who is arrogant, when there is a man who is Baal Gava, Hashem, he said, where there is no room for me in him. There is no room. Ni Hashem. Hashem Shmavik. Who is Hashem? Can you imagine? You have two people, face to face. A Baal Gava, Paro, the other one, a Baal Anava, Moshe. And Moshe, how much Hashem begged him to go to be the leader of the Jews. How much he begged him. He begged him. Why Moshe didn't want? Because Moshe felt he's nothing. He even said to Hashem, I can't talk. I can't talk, I'm nothing. I mean, you have, Moshe Rabbeinu has now the chance of his life to be prophet, to Hashem approaching. Can you imagine? instead of being the leader of Klai Yisrael, to be the one who will give the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, Amir Borosh Olam, to be the leader, to be not to be forgotten all lives, for all generations. He didn't want. And the more he didn't want, Hashem wanted him. The more he avoided to be the leader, Hashem said, I want only you. The Gemara said, when a man ran away from the kavod ran after him. But when a man ran after the kavod ran away from him. So there was a man who said to a rabbi, you know the story? Rabbi, the Gemara said that anyone who ran from the kavod ran after him. I always ran from the kavod. I don't see the kavod run after me. So he told him, how do you know? Because you look kid if he's running after you. Because you look behind you if the kavod ran. So that means that you look for him. You look for the kavod. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he wanted Mahini Nabi Sevrich, I didn't want. You know, the contrary of Paro, who was the contrary of Amalek, Le'avdil. Well, Amalek, he wanted his name to be all over the world. I fighted God. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he didn't want the Chalal to exist. He said to Hashem, Mahini Nabi Sevrich. The same way that you did to Amalek, that you said, Mahotim Hezech Amalek, me as well. Mahinina Misefecha. I don't deserve all this kavod. Please, Akash Baruch. I'm nothing. I don't deserve. Only the Jews live or take me away from here. This is what we learn. But don't forget what I told you before. The main lecture of all what I told you today is when Hashem created the world, Bereshit Bara Elokim, when Hashem created the world, before he decided to create the man, because there's a question, why Hashem did not create the man first? Because if he will create the man first, that means he did not consult nobody. And Hashem, he created the world with a teaching. He created the world with a teaching. What is the teaching? That at the beginning, anything you want to do, you don't think that you can do it. Cancel somebody. Cancel. And Hashem, he did right. He created the world. All the world with no consulting. He did not consult nobody because that was wrong. But when it came to create a man that he could be a little bit like him, because he's going to get a big neshama, and he's going to be the Moshe, he's going to be the leader. So Akash Baruch Hu said, such a creation, I have to cancel. Hashem, he knows. He don't need to cancel. No. I want to teach the rest of the world that if they want to have success, if they want to live, to cancel. When there is no cancellation with any people not cancel other people, that means they're all Baal Gaava. If the whole world is Baal Gaava, when we are Baal Gaava, it's finished. It's the end of the world. Most of the wars is because of Gaava. Look at Saddam Hussein. He could be today the king of the world, but he's Gaava. Look at Hitler, Mahshemu. He was a big president. He could be a big leader, but his Gaava took him. He wanted to rule the world. What happened to him? Like Amalek, Mahshemu. Anyone who search Gaava, he finished bad. This is the teaching. This is the Torah. Ve'ele shemot b'nei Yisrael ba'im Mitzrayim ha'et Yaakov. This is the names of the Jews who came to the Egypt with Yaakov. Why the Torah said et Yaakov, with Yaakov? Because they were like Yaakov. Yaakov is Ekev. He compared himself as nothing. So those Jews who came to Egypt with Yaakov Abinu, They learn a teaching from Yaakov. If they want to be a nation one day, only if they behave like Yaakov, that he was Ekev, that he compared himself to nothing. Just can you imagine the bracha that Yaakov Abinu gave to Paro? Yaakov, when he came to Egypt, there was no more starve, no more Rahab. I mean, all the world they know,
that Yaakov is a tzaddik. He's mamashi. He's a tzaddik. The whole world knows that Yosef is a tzaddik. Without Yosef, there is no Egypt. There is no world. Who was Yosef? Yosef HaShalit. Who was Yosef? Kapani himself has nothing. He said to his brother, Gishuelai, I'm nothing. Okay, I'm a king, but I'm nothing. I'm a king because Hashem wanted to be the king. But myself, I'm nothing. Gishuelai, approach me. This is the teaching. Well, Be'et Hashem Shakaz Baruch Hu give you bracha, batzlacha, and bri'ut, parnasa, kin ratzon, and I pray for you to become always something for the Jew.